Back here on the Sports Connection on WKRV, as we are only a few days away from the start of high school girls basketball season in Illinois, and we're joined by Lady Vandals girls basketball coach Mark Reinhart this morning. And coach, you've gotten the first few practices under your belt, start play on Tuesday. Overall, gotta be a pretty exciting time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The girls have really been working hard. I'm really proud of the way they came in. I feel like this year, being my second year, I've kind of pushed a little harder on some of the conditioning and some of the drills, and it's been really upbeat. You know, we're getting up and down the floor. And another thing is we've been having to practice a lot in the morning at 6 a.m., which for, you know, teenage boys or girls, you know, either one, sometimes it's hard, but I think we've had 8 morning practices, and they've been in there every day, haven't missed. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to see, you know, what we bring to the table this year as far as competing against some of these other teams.
You talk about this being your second year, and last year you got hired on pretty late, but has things been a little bit easier of a transition now that you've had a full off season and a full summer to work with the girls?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, you know, last year, like you said, kind of got into the game a little bit late. You know, summer was kind of a little bit of a, you know, topsy-turvy, a little bit of a mess. Then, you know, trying to implement, you know, what I want implemented as far as offense, defense and things, the way I run practices, the way I, you know, kind of try to get after them a little bit and stuff, push them. And you know, so all that's different. With a new voice and all those kind of things. But this year, I feel like we came right in. We had a really good summer, I felt like. You know, the girls worked hard over the summer. I felt like there was some improvement. I feel like they know what to expect from me. I know a little bit more what to expect from them. So now we're just kind of working on, you know, the drills and the offense, defense, and trying to execute different things better. So, yeah, really excited, really good group of girls, you know, so I'm hoping for a really good and successful season this year.
Who are some of the girls that you've got coming back from last year's squad?
Yeah, we got quite a bit coming back as far as, you know, two of our top three scorers, Maddie Lupton, led us in scoring last year. She's going to be a senior, you know, excellent shooter, driver. You know, kind of, you know, gets in passing lanes, does a lot of good things, you know, and so hopefully she'll, you know, kind of keep that going and take it a step further. And then Ollie Whitehead was our third leading scorer last year, you know, as a sophomore. So obviously we're going to be looking to her more to handle the ball, to get us in our offense, to score. She plays so hard all the time, you know, whether it's offense or defense or whatever. So, you know, she's going to hopefully step up into that role and take a bigger role there. And then obviously Libby Worley started nearly every game for us last year. One of our big rebounders, averaged about 7-8 rebounds a game. So we're looking for her to step up. And then we have some young girls, too, that I think are really going to step in and help us at the varsity level. So Faith Duplay has had a great summer, really hard worker. She's taking her game a step further, so I'm expecting big things out of her. And then we have some sophomores and freshmen that I think can help out as well. So I think that, you know, overall, there's a, you know, several girls that I think are taking a step forward. And, you know, if we can get all of them going the same direction at the same time, I think we got a good shot to be a really competitive basketball team.
You talk about getting up and down the floor and playing hard and hustling after everything, and that's really the way that you like to coach, and it's a style that if you can do it effectively, you can really force teams to play up to your tempo.
Yeah, anybody that knows me knows that I'm kind of, you know, I like that up-tempo, I like that upbeat, you know, that's kind of the way my personality is, I think, for the most part. And, you know, the girls might disagree at 6 a.m. sometimes, but you know, I think that, you know, you're right. I've coached that way all my life. I mean, that's the kind of the way I played when I was a player. And so my coaching style is a lot like that. I like to get up and down. I like to run. I like to, you know, try to get some shots up. You know, I coached with Nick Casey for many years, and we both kind of coached that way. And I've just, you know, taken it a step further as far as, you know, trying to, you know, to show the girls that we can get up and down the floor, but we also have to be in shape, you know, like, you know, we have to condition and things like that, which is not always fun. And you know, it wasn't fun for any of us as the players, but, you know, they're starting to learn and, you know, kind of what I want. And I mean, I think it's a fun style of basketball. And so obviously that's my goal. And hopefully this year we can be even better at it than we were last year.
I agree. You know, it is a fun style of basketball. Whenever you see teams play up and down the court, you see them really try to trap the corners, try to turn it into a nonstop fast break.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, like we, you know, we try to incorporate some half court traps, some three quarter court, you know, presses, and try to get people to turn it over and try to get, you know, shoot some layups. I always, you know, say if the best offense is a good defense, as far as if you can steal the ball and shoot layups, you don't have to run plays and so on and so forth. So obviously we're going to try to, you know, do some of that, press a little bit, make it up tempo. And then as far as when we get rebounds and things like that, get out in transition and run and try to get some of our shooters into spots that they can score or take it to the hole and things like that. So the girls, like I said, they're really, you know, taking it a step further this year on what I'm wanting out of them. The practices this year have been just so competitive, which I love. You know, I feel like we've got 13 girls that they're all scrapping and competing with each other. We split up into teams and both teams want to win. And so just trying to build that competitive, you know, fire, that competitive nature, that, you know, last year maybe I couldn't press as hard on the gas on that as I want to, but this year I'm really trying to, you know, turn that up a notch.
It really helps too, like you said, whenever you got the numbers that are kind of back to what you need, because whenever you get 13 girls opposed to 9 or 10, it makes it, things a little bit more difficult whenever it comes to doing scrimmages and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I think that Coach Clay, you know, would attest to this. You know, I feel like we're, I call us recruiters because we're constantly walking the hallways looking for kids, whether it be football or girls basketball. I'm constantly, you know, bothering girls in the, you know, in the spring and whatnot on, hey, you want to play basketball? You know, you've never played, so what? You know, do you want to try it? Constantly just trying to get new kids to come out, you know, so that the numbers are better. I mean, I think that anytime you can have better numbers, you're going to have better competition. You're going to have more people vying for spots. You know, it's very similar to what Coach Clay said, you know, with us in football. I mean, with the competition that you have, practices rise. Like, people are competing for spots. They don't just have a spot. And so I think that that makes the overall team better. So, I mean, I think that's always been something that no matter what sport I was coaching, I was always trying to get kids, you know, get more kids to play, get more kids involved, whether they were, you know, unbelievable players or whether they've never played before.
Of course, too, it's easier to not want to give up a spot whenever you know that you have someone right behind you who's gunning for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you've got somebody pushing you, that's hungry, that, you know, that wants more playing time, that wants to, you know, to get in there and so on and so forth, then it's going to make you want to push that much harder to keep that spot or to, you know, to do the things that the coach is asking you to keep your playing time and things like that. And, you know, I think that's something football-wise that we've done a good job of is, you know, when we've been really successful, we feel like we've been competitive from the freshman to the senior level, and kids are pushing each other. And, you know, so last year with the girls, I really didn't feel like I had that as much. You know, they worked hard, they were competitive, but just we didn't have the push. And I feel like this year we have some good girls that I consider kind of varsity girls, but then the JV girls, the fresh salt girls, are pushing some of those girls, you know, for playing time, competing in practice, and just it makes us overall a more successful and better basketball team.
You start the season off on Tuesday at home against a team that went to state, took third place in state with Altamont. They did graduate four seniors, but they still got a decent chunk of that core back, so I'm sure that's a tough challenge that you guys are kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, Coach Carr does a great job. Obviously, they were unbelievable last year. They had some really, really good seniors. You know, the first game we played them was my first game coaching last year, and I don't remember the score, but it was not good for the Lady Vandals. Obviously, you know, when you have a player that the caliber of Grace Nelson and several other good players, obviously they made their run, and we know that they're a good program. But I feel like this year, you know, with some of their losses and with some of our experience coming back, that I feel like that, you know, it's a game where, you know, obviously first game of the year, so, you know, there's the jitters, there's the, you know, the turnovers that are going to happen just kind of from being nervous and different people. But I think that we can compete, and I'm hopeful to see the girls take a step forward and just, you know, just get after it and try to push them and get the game into the third and fourth quarter, and let's see where we're at, and then try to pull out the W.
Of course, too, that's something that's always nice as a competitor, knowing that you're going up against a really good team and a really good program, a program that has a ton of history, and it really can see the or give the girls a chance to see what their potential can be for this year.
Yeah, and I think the girls are excited. Obviously, you know, we've had 2 weeks of practice. It's been tough. It's been early morning, but I think we're ready to now go out. And we have 4 games and I think 5 days, and it's time to see what we're made of. So, ready to play somebody else.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time this morning and look forward to seeing how the team looks the rest of the year.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good day, Isaac.
You too, Coach.